Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hiya, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show's word for word, I'm Pastor Steve. This is show number 473. We will be completing the book of Hebrews today with chapter 13, and then we will be getting into Yaakov, which is called James in your King James Bible. It's actually Jacob, Yaakov, but it's called James in that text. My website, in case you have missed any shows or you would like to download or listen to any of them, is www.pastor-steve.com. It is not an interactive website. There's no possible trolling. You can download or listen. That's it. I don't have time to babysit. Okay, let's get into chapter 13 of the book of Hebrews. This is sort of his sign-off chapter, where he says goodbye. It's the typical admonitions and farewell greetings, etc., etc. So, verse 1. Let the brotherly love continue. Okay, he's telling them to get along with one another, basically. Verse 2, Genesis 18, verses 1 through 8, and Genesis 19, verses 1 through 3, and the book of Tobit, chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. That's Genesis 18, 1 through 8. 19, 1 through 3, and Tobit 5, 4, and 5. Those are your references. Verse 2, do not forget to receive strangers, for by so doing some have unwittingly entertained messengers. Now, he's not talking about racial aliens. These were Israelites that have come to join them. You're to be charitable to them. And the messengers he's talking about here, they have unwittingly entertained divine messengers. Okay? You just never can't tell, because they appear as regular men a lot of times. They're still doing that, okay? Verse 3, remember the prisoners as if chained with them, and those being mistreated, since you yourself also are in the body. You're in your flesh body. These are prisoners that have been locked up for the word. And those that are persecuted and beaten, etc., etc. There was a lot of that going on at that time period. Remember these people, because basically you could be one of them at any time, is what he's saying. Verse 4, and you can reference Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 13. Wisdom of Solomon 3, verse 13. Let marriage be respected by all, and the bed be undefiled. But Elohim shall judge those who whore and adulterers. That's a stern warning. Don't fool around with your brother's wife. Don't be doing that. We've seen a lot of that in these Judeo-Christian churches, where these great big evangelists get caught at some whorehouse. Oh, please forgive me. I've sinned. In other words, no, you've got caught. Okay, you've been doing it for years, and as soon as nobody's watching, you're going to go back and do it again, you faker. Verse 3. Let your way of life be without the love of silver. He's talking about money here. Okay? Don't love money. And be satisfied with what you have. For he himself has said, I shall never leave you nor forsake you. And you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 and 8. Deuteronomy 31, verses 6 and 8, and the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 5. That's Joshua 1, 5, for verse 5. Verse 6. So that we boldly say, Yahweh is my helper. I shall not fear what man shall do to me. Reference Psalm 118, verse 6. Psalm 118, verse 6. Verse 7 of chapter 13. Remember those leading you, who spoke the word of Elohim to you. Consider the outcome of their behavior and imitate their belief. If you've got a really strong preacher leading your congregation, and he's true in the word, and he's living a godly life, he is an example, okay? Verse 8, Yeshua, Messiah, is the same yesterday and today and forever. He does not change. He is our kinsman redeemer, and he is constant and consistent in the word. Okay, verse 9. All right. You can reference Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Ephesians 4, verse 14. Do not be borne about by various and strange teachings. All these fables that are going around, and all this crazy stuff that's coming up on the internet, and people are going off into diverse doctrines, and they're going off on a tangent, and they're getting more concerned with what's going on the internet and in the world than they are in leading a godly life. If you stay in the scriptures, honestly, brothers and sisters, if you stay in the scriptures and live according to them, that's all you need. The world is going to take care of itself. Yahweh is in total control. Nothing's going to happen unless he permits it or desires it, or it's in his divine game plan. Okay? Continuing on in verse 9, for it is good for the heart to be established by favor, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. Verse 10. We have a slaughter place from which those serving the tent have no authority to eat. Okay, verse 11. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the set-apart place by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Reference Leviticus chapter 16, verse 27. Leviticus 16, 27. Verse 12. And so Yahshua also suffered outside the gate to set apart the people with his own blood. Verse 13, let us then go to him outside the camp bearing his reproach. Verse 14, and this holds true today, for we have no lasting city here, but we seek the one coming. He's speaking of Jerusalem. Jerusalem would fall, be plowed by the Romans, it would be torn up, wrecked. It's a wreck today. It's a mess. Our Jerusalem is coming with Yahshua, the new Jerusalem for the remnant. That's what he's speaking of here. Not the old Jerusalem. That place is cursed. Look what's living over there now. Look at the behavior of what's going on over there now. That's not our place. That's the place of the devil right now. We're in dispersion. We're out of there. Verse 15. Through him then, let us continually offer up a slaughter of praise to Elohim, that is, the fruit of our lips, or it could be bulls of our lips. It can be either. Giving thanks to his name. All right, the bulls of sacrifice. Okay, they sacrifice bulls. Well, the bulls of your lips would be the praise that you would offer up to Yahweh. And you can reference Hosea chapter 14, verse 2. Hosea 14, verse 2, for verse 15, verse 16. And do not forget to do good and to share, for with such slaughter, Elohim is well pleased. In other words, the offerings that he just spoke of in verse 15, the praise that you're giving, he is pleased with that. Verse 17, obey those leading you and be subject, for they watch for your lives as having to give account. They're the watchmen over you, the ones that are the good, godly leaders. They're not going to lead you astray. Continuing on in 17, let them do so with joy and not groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. In other words, Don't give them a bunch of grief. Okay, I'll give a little example here. It's like the show's on EFR. This is all volunteer. We do this out of love and a feeling of responsibility for our fellow Israelites. But yet we have complainers. Why this? Why that? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Well, why don't you do it? You know? We're doing this for free. There's no pay. Nobody gets paid. It's all volunteer. Because we're called of the Holy Spirit to do this. And you want to complain about that? Come on. Lighten up. Verse 18. Pray for us, for we trust that we have a good conscience, desiring to behave well in every way. Verse 19. But I particularly encourage you to do this, that I might be restored to you the sooner. In other words, he will be released and come down there. Verse 20. And the Elohim of peace, who brought up our master Yahshua from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Verse 21. Make you perfect in every good work to do his desire, working in you what is pleasing in his sight. Through Yahshua Messiah, to whom be esteem forever and ever. Amen. And for verse 21, you can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 18, verse 24. That's 4th Maccabees 18, 24. Matthew 5, 48. Matthew 5, 48. Galatians 2. Verse 20, Galatians 2, verse 20, and Philippians 2, verse 13. Philippians 2, verse 13, verse 22. And I call upon you, brothers, bear with the word of encouragement, for I have written to you in few words. Verse 23. Know that Brother Timotheos has been released, with whom I shall see you if he comes shortly. They had him locked up, and they released Timothy. Verse 24. Greet all those leading you and all the set apart ones. Those from Italy greet you. He was in Rome. Okay. Favor be with you all. That's favor of Yahweh, okay? And the favor of Yahweh be with you all. Amen. And that ends the book of Hebrews. Now, we're going to get into Yaakov. That's James in the English. I'm going to do the same. There's so many notes. I mean, there's lots and lots and lots of notes, and I need to give them. There's only 5 chapters in this. So we will see how far we get. I'm not going to try to rush it, but I'm not going to dawdle either. Let me get a little drink of coffee here. This is verse 1 of chapter 1 of the book of James. And for verse 1, you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 55. Matthew 13, 55. Mark, chapter 6, verse 3. Mark 6, verse 3. Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 13. Chapter 15, verse 13. And Galatians, chapter 1, Verse 19, chapter 1, verse 19 of Galatians. This is written by James. Okay, Yaakov. Yaakov, a servant of Elohim and of the Master Yeshua Messiah, to the 12 tribes who are in the dispersion. In the dispersion. Greetings. Verse 2. And you can reference Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Wisdom 3, 5 and 6 for verse 2. My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Okay, the trouble that you get from the world for being who you are. Why? He explains that in verse 3. Knowing that the proving of your belief works endurance. The more you resist the devil, the stronger you are, the weaker he is. Okay? Verse 4. And let endurance have a perfect work, so that you be perfect and complete, lacking in naught. Verse 5, reference the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 21. Wisdom 8, 21, and Sirach, chapter 51, verses 13 and 14. Sirach 51, 13 and 14. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of Elohim, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it shall be given to him. Verse 6. But he should ask in belief, not doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Verse 7. For that man should not think that he shall receive whatever from the master. Verse 8. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. The guys that are wishy-washy, they don't know which way to go. They're saying one thing, doing another, and then they switch back and do the other, and it's, you see them, you meet them. Verse 9. And let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation. He will be raised up by Yahweh and blessed. May not become a rich man, but he will be blessed, and he will praise Yahweh for that. Verse 10 and 11, reference Isaiah chapter 40, verses 6 and 7. Isaiah 40, 6 and 7 for verses 10 and 11. Verse 10, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field he shall pass away. Verse 11, for the sun rose with burning heat and withered the grass, and its flower fell, and its pretty appearance perished. So also the rich man shall fade away in his ways. Because rich people serve the world and serve mammon. They serve money. That's how they got rich. Verse 12. Blessed is the man who does endure trial. The trouble that we face every day does endure trial. For when he has been proved, he shall receive the crown of life which the Master has promised to those who love him. Occupy until the end, even unto death. That's what Scripture says. We're not going to get out of this world without trouble. If we are true Christians, we're going to be persecuted. That's just how it is, especially today. They're coming down on us hard, okay, for telling the truth. They're not bothering the Judeos so much. They're bothering us. Okay. Verse 13. And you can reference Sirach, chapter 15, verses 11 through 20. That's Sirach 15, verses 11 through 20. Let no one say when he is enticed, I am enticed by Elohim. For Elohim is not enticed by evil, and he entices no one. You're not tempted by Yahweh. You'd be tempted by the other side. Okay? Verse 14. But each one is enticed when he is drawn away by his own desires and trapped. Drawn away from what? Drawn away from the Word. When you leave the Word and you start living in the world again, you're going to get tempted and you may fall to temptation. You need to stay in the Word and obey the Word. Hard to do, but nobody said it was going to be easy. Okay? Verse 15. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it has been accomplished, brings forth death. That's spiritual death. Okay? Verse 16. Do not go astray, my beloved brothers. In other words, stay to the path. Hot coffee. Verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change, nor shadow of turning. Yahweh is consistent. You can reference Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. That's Malachi 3, verse 6 for verse 17. Verse 18. Having purposed it, he brought us forth by the word of truth, for us to be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. He's our creator. Verse 19. So then, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Don't be hot-tempered. Reference Sirach, chapter 5, verse 11. Sirach 5, 11, verse 20. For the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of Elohim. Verse 21. Therefore, put away all filthiness and overflow of evil, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your lives, your spiritual life. Reference Matthew chapter 13. Verses 4 through 23. Matthew 13, verse 4 through 23 for verse 21. Verse 22. Okay, here's verse 22. There's a bunch of references. These are for verse 22. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49, that's 6, 46 through 49, and Luke 8, verse 21, Luke 8, verse 21, the book of Romans chapter 2, verse 13. Romans 2:13, the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 11. That's Hebrews 4:11. And the book of Revelations, chapter 22, verse 14. That's Revelations 22:14. All of those for verse 22. Here's verse 22. And become doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Okay, you hear the word all day long. What do you do with it? Verse 23. Because if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. Verse 24. For he looks at himself and goes away, and immediately forgets what he was like. Woo, boy. Verse 25. And you can look at verse 2:12 here about verse 25. But he that looked into the perfect Torah, that of freedom, and continues in it, not becoming a hearer that forgets, but a doer of work, this one shall be blessed in his doing. And it has of the Torah in italics. Verse 26. Listen to this. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is worthless. If he can't control his speech, he's lying to himself. Verse 27. Clean and undefiled religion before the Elohim and Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Don't let the world creep in. The order of arrangement of the devil, and make you dirty. That ends chapter 1. Let's get into chapter 2 of the book of James. My brothers, do not hold the belief of our Master Yeshua, Messiah, the Master of esteem, with partiality. Verse 2. For if there should come into your meeting place a man with gold rings and a splendid robe, and there should also come in a poor one dressed in rags, verse 3, and you pay attention to the one wearing the splendid robe and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor one, you stand there, or sit here by my feet. Verse 4. Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with wicked thoughts? In other words, you're going by the appearance of the world, like these people suck up to all these rich people because they're rich. Well, what did they do to be rich? Maybe they were good, maybe they were bad. All right. Verse 5. Listen, my beloved brothers, has Elohim not chosen the poor of this world, rich in belief, and heirs of the reign which he promised to those who love him? They have their riches, but it's not this worldly riches. Verse 6. But you have shown disrespect toward the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? Verse 7. Do they not blaspheme that good name by which you are called? They blaspheme the name of Yahweh and Yahshua. Verse 8. If you truly accomplish the sovereign law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Going Exodus 19, verse 18. Exodus 19:18. You do well. Love your neighbor as yourself, your racial kinsman. Verse 9. But if you show partiality, you commit sin, being found guilty by the Torah as transgressors. Verse 10, reference 4th Maccabees chapter 5, verse 20. 4th Maccabees 5, 20. For whoever shall guard all the Torah, and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. Verse 11. For he who said, do not commit adultery, that's Exodus 20, verse 14. Exodus 20, verse 14. Also said, do not murder. Exodus 20, 13. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of Torah. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. Deuteronomy 5, 17 and 18. Verse 12. So speak and do as those who are to be judged by a Torah of freedom. See verse 1, or chapter 1, verse 25. Okay. 125. And John chapter 8, verse 32 through 36. John 8, 32 through 36. Verse 12. Verse 13. For the judgment is without compassion to the one who has shown no compassion. And compassion boasts over judgment. Verse 14. My brothers, what use is it for anyone to say he has belief but does not have works? This belief is unable to save him. Verse 15. And if a brother or sister is naked and in need of daily food, verse 16, but one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed, and be filled, but you do not give them the bodily needs, what use is it? Here's a very important verse, verse 17. So also belief, if it does not have works, is in itself dead. You got to do what you believe in. You can't be just a hearer. You have to be a doer. I've said that so many times. Verse 18, but someone might say, you have belief and I have works. Show me your belief without your works, and I shall show you my belief by my works. Verse 19. You believe that Elohim is one. Reference Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. You do well. listen to this now, the demons also believe and shudder. They also believe, but what do they do? All right, you believe, but what do? You have to do it. Verse 20. But do you wish to know, O foolish man, that the belief without the works is dead? Verse 21. Was not Abraham, our father, declared right by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the slaughter place? That's verse 21. Reference Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Genesis 22, verses 1 through 14. Sirach 44, verses 19 through 21. Sirach 44, verses 19 through 21. And 1 Maccabees 2, verse 52. 1 Maccabees 2, verse 52. Verse 22. Do you see that the belief was working with his works, and by the works the belief was perfected? Well, if you believe, you got to put it into practice, okay? Verse 23. And the scripture was filled, which said, Abraham believed Elohim, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. That's Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. Genesis 15, 6. And he called him he who loves Elohim. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8. Isaiah 41, 8. And words of the day, that's Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 20. Verse 7, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 7. Verse 24. Listen to this and make sure you note this. Verse 24. You see, then, that a man is declared right by works and not by belief alone. Verse 25. I'm going to do a correction here, and I will tell you about it. In the same way, was not Rahab the innkeeper? They have whore here. That is incorrect. She was a female innkeeper. Josephus clears that up, okay? Rahab the innkeeper also declared right by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way, reference Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. Joshua 2, 1 through 21, verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so also the belief is dead without the works. Whew. If you say you believe and you don't follow the teachings, you don't follow Yahweh, therefore you're against him. If you believe and ignore it, that's worse than not believing. You've got to do it. You've got to witness. You cannot be ashamed of Yeshua, or he will be ashamed of you before the Father. He will deny you. Well, that ends chapter 2. Let's get into chapter 3 here. Verse 1. This is chapter 3 of the book of James. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, knowing that we shall receive greater judgment. Yep, it's harder on us that really study and teach. We're held to a higher standard, okay? Verse 2, for we all stumble in many matters. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the entire body. Nobody's perfect but Yeshua. Reference for verse 2, Sirach chapter 5, verses 9 through 15. Sirach 5, 9 through 15. Sirach 14, verse 1. Sirach 14, verse 1. And 28, verses 13 through 26. 13 through 26. Verse 3. Look, we put bits in the mouths of horses for them to obey us, and we turn their body. Verse 4. Look at the ships too. Although they are so big and are driven by strong winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot intends. Now here's some real wisdom. Listen to this. So too, the tongue is a little member. It's very small. It's in your mouth. Okay. Yet boast greatly. See how a little fire kindles a great forest. Boy, can you stir up trouble with words. I love it. Verse 6. Reference Sirach chapter 5 verse 13 and chapter 28 verse 22 in Sirach 28:22, and the tongue is a fire. The world of unrighteousness. Among our members, the tongue is set, the one defiling the entire body and setting on fire the wheel of life. And it is set on fire by Gehinnom. And that would be Gehinnom, the valley of the son of Hinnom. That's where they burned the garbage. Oh boy. Verse 7. This is all about the tongue. This is great. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. Verse 8. But no man is able to tame the tongue. It is unruly, evil, filled with deadly poison. Verse 9. Reference Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27. Genesis 1, 26 and 27 for verse 9. With it we bless our Elohim and Father. And with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of Elohim. Verse 10. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brothers, this should not be so. Verse 11. Does the fountain send forth the sweet and bitter from the same opening? In other words, good and bad water from the same well? No. Verse 12. My brothers, is a fig tree able to bear olives, or a grapevine figs? So neither is a fountain able to make salt and sweet water. Verse 13. Reference Sirach, chapter 19, verses 20 through 30. Sirach 19, verses 20 through 30. Verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by his good behavior his works in meekness of wisdom. By his good behavior. Verse 14, But if you have bitter jealousy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast against and lie against the truth. I'll read that again. But if you have bitter jealousy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast against and lie against the truth. Verse 15. This is not the wisdom coming down from above, but it is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. If you want to put yourself above the truth and lie about it, that's of the devil. And that's what a lot of these news people are doing. They're seeing what's going on, and they're lying about it. They make up tales. They're going to be severely punished in the day, okay? Let's not mince words. They're going to be counted among the tares. Verse 16. For where jealousy and self-seeking are, there is confusion and every foul deed. If you care more about yourself than anybody else, you're not going to do good, in other words. Verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first clean, then peaceable, gentle, ready to obey, filled with compassion and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Wisdom from above. That's a guidepost for your life, the wisdom from above. Be these things, he mentions in this passage. Verse 18 and the end of chapter 3, reference Philippians chapter 1, verse 11. Philippians 1, verse 11. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So you don't go around and stir up a bunch of controversy and start fights. There'll be a time to fight when you're attacked. If you're attacked, you have the right to self-defense. Don't let anybody tell you you need to just lay down and die. That's a lie. But you don't need to go out and start something, okay? If it comes to you, you have the right to defend, but not to go out and hurt folks. Well, that'll end today's reading. I'm going to play a little music and then the outro music. It's been good. It's been fun. We'll start with chapter 4 of the book of James on the next show. And then we will get into, we'll probably do James and a good section of 1 Peter. So may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I will talk to you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. I'm not walking with the Lord like I used to.
It's like temptation's got a hold of me. Then I cry at night, cause I ought to. And the praise to him I hold, I'm on my bended knee. From the road I chose to raise my family. And the more I learned forgiveness, the less I saw of grief. And the more I watched his children in their eyes, I saw his light. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. I did my time, I paid some heavy dues. And I often wonder why I did the things I do. For the Lord holds all the answers to my questions, come what may. We're gonna talk about them soon, show me the way. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Well, now the final curtain will be seen. Now it's time to say goodbye to this way of life I've been. So bury me in the cold hard ground, I'll travel through the sky. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Get on up, hold on, I'll walk.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.